It's Monday, the 5th of January, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Grootfontein has confirmed its first cholera outbreak, primarily affecting the Blikkiesdorp and Kapenbo informal settlements. The outbreak was officially declared on the 27th of November last year after local transmission was identified. Mayor Moritz Gengob urged residents to practice strict hygiene and seek immediate medical care if they show symptoms, stressing that early treatment is crucial. Gengob added this.
The way forward includes continued safe water provision through boreholes, tanks and newly installed taps, construction of pit latrine toilets by the municipality, ongoing health education and community awareness campaigns, continuous disease surveillance and rapid response, strengthening stakeholder coordination at the district and the regional level, long-term investments in water sanitation and hygiene, wash infrastructure, especially in the informal settlement.
Rinani Muthutwa of the Basic Income Grant Coalition said that improving governance and accountability is key to addressing socio-economic challenges. She warned that without effective policy implementation and efficient public service delivery, poverty and inequality will continue to hinder development.
It's also part of human rights abuse, and we cannot no longer continue this abuse of the Namibian people through the poor service delivery that we have received ever since we can remember, ever since we became independent. People, it's time that, civil servants really get up and do their work, do as much as they can to make sure that service delivery in this country improves, and in that way that will also improve all areas of our lives.
South Africa's Air Traffic and Navigation Services says flight delays were experienced at OR Tambo International Airport yesterday, resulting in passengers being stranded for over 4 hours. Temporary human resource constraints at the air traffic control station caused the delays. ATNS's spokesperson Pilo Dlamini says the delays meant fewer controllers to guide planes safely in and out, leading to slower operations for takeoffs and landings.
If there are people that are not in their workstations, you find that you have to delay a little bit some of the departures, then that kind of delay compounds into what I can call traffic delay over a period of time. So now we have cleared the backlog by bringing more capacity to make sure that operations are back to normal.
Continentally, at least 25 people have died and 14 others are still missing after a passenger boat capsized in Yobe State in northeastern Nigeria, officials told Reuters yesterday. The incident happened shortly before 8 p.m. local time on Saturday when a large canoe carrying 52 people overturned while traveling from Adiani village in Jigawa State to Gabi in Yobe State, according to Yobe State's Emergency Management Agency head Mohamed Koje. Internationally, the European Union has called for de-escalation following U.S. strikes on Venezuela and the capture of the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. William Denslow reports from Brussels that Spain, meanwhile, has offered to help achieve a negotiated solution to the crisis.
The EU's foreign affairs chief has spoken with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and says the situation in Venezuela is being closely monitored. She says the Maduro regime lacked legitimacy, but calls for the United Nations Charter and international law to be respected. The UK has echoed that call, with Prime Minister Keir Starmer ruling out any involvement in the US operation. Spain says it has and will continue to welcome Venezuelans that have fled the country for political reasons, and that it's ready to assist to find a democratic, negotiated and peaceful solution for the country. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.